stuff with
Okay. I want you to introduce you to the LTK library, which enables us to write portable common Lisp user interfaces. So, okay, the problem is, until very recently, we had no real GUI toolkit which runs under all common Lisp implementations and all operation systems. While it's nice that the Lisp community has different implementations, so you have to choose between different vendors or open source implementations, which makes the community a very rich one, it also makes the respective communities very small ones, because when you want to do GUI applications, you can't just share with your colleague which happens to use a different Lisp implementation. So this was certainly an itch worth scratching. And those GUI toolkits which were there were not always easy to install and always easy to use. I remember my first trials to get a GUI with CMUCL in the late 90s, which meant starting a Motif server first and then running some Motif code. This really wasn't very appealing to the newbie I was back then. So, as mentioned in the previous talk, TCLTK is the ideal target for a portable GUI because it's widely available. It's around for, I think, 2 decades now and has been ported to any operation system so far. And the Lispers are not the first to recognize this. Languages like Perl and Python are using TK as next as their GUI backend for quite some time. And finally, what came very handy for implementing it in an easy way for Common Lisp, TCLTK has a full repo. So this is very sympathetic to a Lisper. But what it was lacking was a true Lisp wrapper. To be honest, of course, I was not the one coming up with the idea of using TCLTK as a backend that many people did. But so far, no one had really written a library which not only made it available from Lisp, but for the usual user, made it not appear as TCLTK, but a real Lisp library. And I think LTK comes pretty close in solving this problem. So I will call LTK the solution to the problem. First of all, it's easy to install. It's so easy to install that I managed to keep the full installation instructions in this slide. It is a single Lisp file, which you just load. If you want, you can compile it before, but loading LTK is the minimum of installation work you need to do to make it work. And then all widgets are CLOS objects. So you're looking not at TK, but for each widget which is available on the TK side, there's a CLOS class which you can just instantiate to create your widget. It supports then full operations from CLOS on this object, like you can inherit from these widget classes. I will show in my demonstration later on how you subclass the button widget to create a widget of your own. The only limitation there is in LTK, you must not inherit from more than one TK widget class equivalent at the same time, because if you tell TK make something which is a frame and a button, what should it do? This is obviously not possible. But you have otherwise full insulation from TCL. While I made the layout of the LTK library so that you hopefully can understand apply all TK documentation, you don't need any TCL or TK knowledge to use it. It is widely ported. Currently, I know only one Lisp implementation which hasn't a working LTK port. And I'm using it in day-to-day use at Cadence, which is the company I'm working at. So we are using it for applications we are giving to customer and tools, and it is fully is strong enough to do this. So how does it work? When we start a TK application, a TCLTK process is created as a subprocess of our Lisp application, and we create a pipe to its standard in and standard out. So as I said, TK has a REPL. So basically, Lisp works by sending TK code to the subprocess. The TK code will execute it and create our user interface for our program. And with the TK code comes definitions for all events we are interested in. And when you click a button, the TK sends an event information in form of a readable list to Lisp, which is then executed to trigger the callbacks, which are fully written in Common Lisp. So the programmer just sees Common Lisp, and the translation to all TK is made under the hood. And here, I can show you how the Hello World program looks like, which means you have to use the WithLTK macro, which handles the starting up of the TK process and setting up the connection. And then you can just make a make instance of a button widget, where you tell it to press the text which should appear in it, like press me, and the command which should be executed just as a lambda expression whenever the button is clicked. And the pack B is just for putting it in the right layout manager. And when we run this code, I can show you quickly in administration, you will get the button press me here. And as I mentioned before, you can inherit from LTK widgets. So you can create what I call mega widgets, and there is a separate package available with the LTK distribution, which brings some widgets, which brings higher level, more complex widgets written in Lisp as extension of the basic TK, which is here is a Lisp box browser. And building complex applications in LTK usually means you create more and more complex objects, which build on top of the simple widgets, like forms or windows or browsers, to define your application. So I can quickly show it how it works. So here we have the hello code I showed you in the slide before. And if I execute it from my REPL, here you have the window with the press me. And if I click, you see down the hello words appearing in our Lisp listener. Another thing I can show you here, for example, is a whole definition of a class called MyButton, which is a subclass of Button. And I define two fields on it, an active text and an inactive text. So the button should support different labels on it when active or not. And we have an initials instance after method does the correct setup, and here a test button. Program, and if you look at the test program, it is no more complex than the program for the simple button. So here we have our custom button, and if we go with the mouse over it, it changes its caption. Otherwise, it's just a standard button widget that still prints our hello messages out there. Oops. Quickly back. But LTK has more to offer. When I started, I looked at the LTK, which talked to its subprocess via pipes. The next thought came immediately: if you can do pipes, why not just use sockets? They're not really different. And then the idea was born of the LTK remote package, which routes the whole communication via sockets. And this means suddenly any LTK application becomes network transparent. The machine where the application is displayed on is no longer the same where the Lisp code runs on, which is a nice feature. So we replace the pipe sockets. And the client is just a single TCS strip, a really small one. So on the client machine, you have almost no installation. On the other side, the protocol is very thin. To create a graphical button, you don't need to send the whole information like with Xbox Windows or the graphics. You just send the string and this TCL command, which is button dash text so-and-so, which means it uses extremely low bandwidth. But still, we have a very quick client because the update of the widget itself doesn't require any network communication. Only when you press a button, some traffic goes back to the server. And finally, as we need a socket server anyway, the with RelTK macro replacement for RelTK remote also magically installs a multi-threaded server for you. So if you have a working RTK application, turning it into an RelTK remote application server can be as low as changing one single line of code. So it creates automatically a multi-threaded server, and I will show you the source for the client you need to run. This is all. This is the whole source of the client you need to connect to an RTK remote server. And I can show you that in action. So, to be brief, I have written a Tetris game in RTK, which is a nice standalone application, but I then changed its application by changing the line the cursor's in. I don't say with RTK, I say with remote RTK and specify a port where the server is supposed to listen. And that's all what I need to do coding-wise. And now I can connect with the client. I'm really using it on the same machine. So here, we have a nice, beautiful Tetris game. So you can play in RTK. But the nice thing is, you can open from another machine, or in this case, from another window. You can open a different next client and start your game while the first one is running. Of course, if you're a good player, you can play it in both, because normal Tetris, obviously, is something which is not exciting enough. But we can, I have it on Pascal's laptop too, so we can later try to set it up in some breakout session that people over the net connect to it. It really is so simple and works nicely, and we are currently deploying a server application internally at my company where people...
Tetris?
No, not Tetris. But I thought about that too. No, but some internal server-based application, which so far had a web GUI only, but we have been doing a RelTK remote GUI, and as you only need a TCL on your machine to run it, the clients can magically run it on Windows, Unix, Solaris, Lisp, Linux, whatever they want. Oh, that's not so good. Game over. So that's very nice for them, because they don't need any installation on their machines. It just runs. Okay, I think I'm probably short on time, so if you have any questions, I will try to answer them. Okay, then. So more time for questions, or perhaps I can demonstrate something on the slide. There's a little bit of time. I can show a bit demonstration I had prepared, which is also quite cute. So using one of the mega widgets, which is this tree list, I can show you how easy it is to write a nice file browser with RTK. So we have this tree list widget I inherit. So I'm creating a subclass of the tree list, which here is just for to type information, so I'm not adding any slots. And I'm defining only two methods. I'm defining the tree list name method, which tells you how to render a certain object. And we are talking about path names. So I'm saying the path name of the node, unless it's a directory, which I append some arrow to it. And I have the tree list children method. So if this node is a directory, I'm calling the directory function to get the files in it for the children. And then then so here we are. So we have this in the Mac style tree list widget. So we just click on applications. We can just browse through the directories. And all is handled by this mega widget, which is completely written in Lisp. The basic DK widgets I'm using is the Lisp boxes here for displaying. So you see how easy it is to extend an LTK widget and use it in your application. Yes, much, because you have a fully graphical toolkit. You can draw anything. You don't have page reloads. It's usually faster than on a similar network connection than X-Windows even, or Citrix, because you don't need to resend every pixel, but only the events and the DK commands.
I had a question about the Tetris graphics. How did you generate the shapes of the...
That's very labels, actually.
Labels?
Yes. Each square of the shapes were labeled, so each stone was made of four labels. I keep moving around and configuring.
What's the status of maintenance for LTK itself, DIC LTK itself?
It's still alive. Actually, it's probably it's more alive than it was a few years ago.
Is it a public domain maintenance?
It's open source, there's a community behind it, and they are working on the next bigger release, which will have a new done widget set, which allows theming. And okay, on the Mac it looks pretty natural because they're using many native widgets on the Mac. But in the future you have theming engine, you can draw your own widgets, graphics, to render the background. You have digital themes like Java also.
Corporations usually ask questions like that, both in terms of legal liability for the software and guaranteed support. So
yeah.
Those are questions.
But as I said, the TCLDK has become a very public target for toolkits from all other languages. And still, I have to say, EDA work, for example, TCL is a very alive scripting language too, so.
Actually, yeah, go ahead. Did you try dropping the TK widgets directly into the same process? Rather than relying on Tickle TK, can you take the TK widgets and somehow load them in as a shared library or something and get it going in the same process?
That has been done by Kenny Tilton, and that's what he uses for his OpenGL stuff nowadays. He directly links to the TCLTK process and then has a easy, a portable backend for, which does OpenGL. So that's definitely possible. I have not done that with the idea that usually speed is not a big concern for the kind of applications I do, and you lose the easy to install and portability part, because it is certainly not easy to install, and it depends whether you, if you use CFFI, you probably could make it portable, but I haven't experimented with that. At some point, I would probably do it just for fun, but the basic TCLDK is just for the toolkit everyone can use, and I am proud to say I had TCLDK LTK users, which could use LTK and were happy, but didn't know what a common package was. So that's actually, I think, a big success if you don't need much expertise to use the toolkit. If you like it and do common Lisp programming, you will learn the rest soon enough.
When you start a command from a button click or something, do you start a thread in the background, or is it synchronous?
No, the basic TCLTK LTK doesn't use any threads, which would make it very difficult. So if we go to the basic hello world code here, so this with LTK loop starts a process, then executes the code you have in the body, which should render the GUI, and then calls a function called main loop, which will just listen on the stream. So it will just do a blocking read on it. When it reads something, process it, trigger the callback function, and then read on the stream again. So we are absolutely single-threaded, but LTK has timers in it, so you can say every 10 milliseconds, give me a call this function as a callback, so I have something like multiprocessing in it, but we are
so
not using
threads. So it freezes the user interface.
Yes.
Isn't that a danger?
What?
That it doesn't freeze, because you don't get feedback as a user if a process gets stuck.
I can't follow you. What do you mean by
freezing? Well, if your list part is taking a lot of time, your user doesn't get any feedback because if he clicks, he sees the GUI react, and the messages just disappear. And
well, that's the problem with all user interfaces.
You could fire off different processes on the back end, though, and just make sure the event handling is consistent.
Yeah. Or on the other side, if your main event loop is busy, no application can do anything reasonable in a way. So unless you explicitly spawn
a threat for the
computation.
If you're busy, then usually the user sees some sort of feedback.
Well,
if
you can
freeze it.
Well, you can show an hourglass. There's a with hourglass macro somewhere in LTK, which you can just wrap around code, which will take some time to process. But I think this is a fundamental problem of user interfaces. And I think most user interfaces libraries are still single-threaded with that respect, that it requires the application to spawn off a thread explicitly if they want to do some processing in the background, because it's not obviously whether you can, even if you get the events, whether you can make a single reasonable reaction on them while your application is doing something. Just think of if your event was loading a document, pushing any button won't do you any good as long as the document isn't loaded. So this freezing behavior makes...
What happens if you push many buttons is LTK? Will the messages be still delivered after the document?
Yes, yes.
So well, isn't that a danger? So you press a lot of buttons and all of a sudden...
This is something your application... I have had some bugs in my application with that respect, and I come to the conclusion that it's actually a bug in my application if these events... If I don't disable all widgets, I don't want to... So instead of you disable widgets, you don't want to have reacting... And if you have piled up events, you need to react in a reasonable way to them. This is nothing the user interface library can do for you. You have to define the behavior to be absolutely correct. But technically speaking, TCL just writes the messages to standard out, and when Lisp doesn't read them, when the buffer is full, TCL just blocks and freezes, and eventually the Lisp will empty the pipe, and then TCL can process, and this works out even under very high load. Applications.
I have a question myself, actually. How much abstracted is it from the TKO-TK widget model? And so how difficult would it be, for instance, to write backends to other widget systems? And is it of any interest to you?
Well, I have explicitly made the classes mirror the TCL-TK classes, because that's what I already had as a class structure, and it enables me to, or any LTK user, to read the TCLTK documentation on what's basically there. So the LTK library itself is just getting the language abstraction right. So getting your CLOS objects to behave like you have, and they should be like make instance. You can define as magical snots on them. There are plenty of methods defined on these widgets. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to show here. So if you have a button widget, you have a setupable slot, which is called text. So whenever you have a button, you can set up text of the button, and it will change the text of the button. Similar with entry fields and many other things. So this is done by LTK, but the class library is rather strict with the purpose, close to the TK widget set. And the LTK mega widgets or other libraries could then be laid on top of it to have further abstraction. So I have already heard the suggestion of, for example, using LTK as a graphics library for MacLint, for example, to make that completely independent of the infrastructure. So that would be a good option to build something like CLIM on top of LTK if you want to have total abstraction of what goes on below.
Okay, that's it, I guess. Thank you very much.